Welcome to the Malkuth Study Group. Before we begin, please perform your magic circle, call upon Archangel Sandalphon, perform your Kabbalistic cross, both inner and outer, perform your affirmation to healing, your ritual washing, the ritual of Malkuth, the pattern on the trestle board, and the middle pillar. This is a great period of time while studying Malkuth to log in any major events, dreams, and meditations that you've experienced. What is coming up for you? What is shifting? What is changing? Another really important thing to take note of is how love is showing up in your everyday life. Have you thought about the question, who am I? This is a vital question as we continue the study of Malkuth. Be sure to take personal notes on it and add any discussion comments you have or thoughts in the comments. Malkuth is going to stir up your life. It is going to rock your foundation, and that is its purpose. This is a good time to do a commitment letter to yourself, to complete your journey, to explore the tree from Malkuth to Keter. What is stopping you from manifesting love in your life? It is important for you to begin to identify the blocks and masks that you want to clear during this month. Perhaps it is judgment, envy, expectation, that's a big one, inertia, greed, laziness, maybe excessiveness, aggression, materialism, or even recklessness that is stopping you from fully manifesting love. Malkuth is the realm of the physical, so we must journal. This is really, really vital in order to get our thoughts firmly into the physical. It is by doing this that we will begin to see a shift. We will begin to understand what we need to do to create the shift for ourselves. So I want you to take time and write down the empowering characteristics of yourself. Are you perhaps compassionate, empathetic, joyful, motivated, passionate? As you write down these characteristics that identify you, it is important that you use discrimination and discernment in doing so. Be grounded in this process. Be real. Malkuth is the kingdom. It is the world, the gate. It is the place where everything happens. It is the end result of the divine impulse into manifestation. The spiritual pattern made physically manifest, as described by Gareth Knight. All knowledge of the spiritual realities can be gained from the contemplation of the physical world, also stated by Gareth Knight. Until lessons are learned here in the physical realm, the rest of the tree is closed to us. Here, we interact with the four elements and our five external senses, as well as our five internal senses, to experience the world. Here, whether we are conscious of it or not, we manifest the divine energy into the physical plane, creating our own physical reality. We must learn how to be in control of our creational abilities. As we journey up the tree, we must clear out what no longer serves us by coming to understand the strengths and weaknesses of each sephira, the vices and virtues. What do you want to grow here? What will be your contemplation and your fruit? What will support you on your path? This is the time to determine what fruits you wish to harvest when you have completed your initial process of climbing the tree. Malkuth is manifestation. As we create, we move through the four worlds. Atsiluth, or idea, the red or gold triangle. Bria, thought, the light blue square. Yetzirah, the plan, the dark blue square. Asayah, action, the green circle. You'll be asking yourself a question every day of this month. How can I bring more something into my life? You choose the something. Then tone each name of the world. Wait to receive an answer for each step in the process of creation. The answer may come in the form of a word or a sound or a vision, or perhaps just a physical impulse or internal impulse. It's going to feel and look different for everyone. The more you ask the question, the cleaner and clearer the answer will become. This month, I want you to draw a circle and divide it into 6 pie pieces. 1 for career, 1 for financial, 1 for social, 1 for spiritual, 1 for family and friends, and the final for personal. Write individual goals for each area using only the words you want manifested. So you don't want to phrase things like, I want, or no more of. Rather, the words specifically that identify what you want to create. Acceptance, love, excellent health, healing, forgiveness, anything that fits into that process. Then make a collage using the words you want manifested from each area. This becomes your mandala, your vision board during this time. So what gets in the way of manifestation? According to Will Parfit, it is lack of will, fear, rationalizations, and distractions. So keep an eye out for these things while you are exploring Malkuth this month. Please feel free to start any discussions you would like about Malkuth and your experience in the comments below. I look forward to seeing what you have to say.